some of those people that don't like me talking about certain subjects. I want to tell you what happened to me at about 3:20 this morning.
Big name broadcasters of that sort, because I know in the back, and the way people think, in the back of the minds of a lot of people, there will be those listeners who will say, ah, Piper's just jealous of Glenn Beck's success. Piper's just jealous of Glenn Beck's money. Piper's just jealous this and that. Well, I sure would like to have his money. No question about that. But I'm not jealous of Glenn Beck. I do hold him in contempt, more so than I ever realized. But anyway, we'll talk more about that when we come back after the first break. I also want to tell you about a very interesting book that many of you who are interested in theology are interested in Christianity and its various manifestations, and there are various manifestations of Christianity, whether we like it or not. I'm going to tell you about a very interesting book that I have been looking at. Haven't had time to read it because I am, in fact, writing another book. That's one of the projects that I'm working on here as I'm on the road. But I want to tell you about this book, and you may want to get a pen and paper handy to take down the information in the event you'd like to get a copy of this book. It's a quote-unquote mainstream book, but it's very, very interesting. In any case, I am going to be taking some calls here tonight, and again, I'm particularly interested in any callers who would like to comment on last night's program where I talked about the use and abuse of the term Nazi and how it's thrown around with free abandon by people on both the so-called right and people on the so-called left. I know there's a lot of people out there who really do believe that the Nazis are secretly ruling America, and we're not talking about Barack Obama, although there are people, I guess, who do think he's a Nazi or tied up with the Nazis. So if you have any comments on that, I would be very, very interested in what you have to say, even if you happen to disagree with the comments I made last evening. I'm not going to reiterate them here because I spent a whole hour talking about it. And I don't know if I had any callers last evening, but I suspect there were probably a few people who did want to make a few remarks, and this will be your opportunity to shine, so to speak. So if you want to comment on that subject, you are welcome to call in here. The number is 800-313-9443. All right, there we go to the break. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be getting around to some callers sooner than later. But I'm going to take a whip and a cudgel to Glenn Beck when we come back. Stay tuned.
Introducing
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Not on the road, but my heart is back in Washington because the Hound of the Baskervilles is there waiting patiently for me to return. And he would be very jealous to know that yesterday and today I've been house-sitting for some friends, keeping an eye on 2 hounds and 4 cats. And I want to tell you, one of the most frightening things I've ever seen in my life was today when I rattled the food bowl for the cats, and they all suddenly appeared at one time. That's a very frightening, frightening scene, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, they're all very nice animals and far better quality than many hundreds of millions of people. But in any case, like one of these dogs is looking at me right now. Well, some people might call Glenn Beck a dog, but I wouldn't honor him with that title. You know, I have seen bits and pieces of Glenn Beck's performance, maybe I should call it antics, over the last several years, but last night I just happened to come across Glenn Beck flipping through the channels, and I said to myself that it was my responsibility, having defamed him so many times on the air and elsewhere, my responsibility to kind of just really get a handful of Glenn Beck. And he is a handful. He is rather plump. But one of the things I noticed about him, ladies and gentlemen, now, this has nothing to do with his political views, but he dresses like a schlump, to use a term with a Yiddish cast. Now, this is a guy who is worth probably several hundred million dollars, or certainly on his way to being worth that much. And I absolutely know that he can afford to dress better than he does on the air. And I'm also here to tell you, I just sense this, folks, that Glenn Beck does not dress on the air like he normally dresses when he is moving in these high-toned circles that he moves in. The entertainment circles, the media circles. The way he dresses is part of his act, part of his shtick. He's deliberately trying to dress down and make himself everyman. But I can tell you there's a lot of every man who dresses a hell of a lot better than Glenn Beck, and probably most of our listeners can be counted among that. But this is part of Glenn Beck's chick. And then I noticed that he also seems to wear all sorts of electronic devices strapped to his body, almost like weapons. It's part of his armor. I guess it's part of his attempt to portray himself as someone who is in constant communication with the world, so that he's in tune to what's happening, so that he can tell you, his audience, you know, what's happening in the world. Again, this is just part of his shtick. And I'm here to tell you, folks, I have never seen, maybe I have, but I was just startled to see what a transparent phony this guy is. He's a very bad actor. I mean, you know, Ronald Reagan, let's give the credit where credit is due. Ronald Reagan could really put on a performance. Came across as a sincere leader, concerned with the future of mankind and the United States' survival in a wicked world. Mr. Gorbachev, bring down that wall. We all remember Ronald Reagan. We all remember his shining city on a hill. I remember his speech at the Republican National Convention in 1976. When he lost the Republican nomination, but Gerald Ford brought him down to speak in the closing moments of the convention, and it was quite a speech. But Glenn Beck isn't that good. He is just so transparent. You know, he lowers and raises his voice in this really practiced fashion. He expresses his outrage at the liberals and the socialists, and yes, the Nazis too. He doesn't like those Nazis. The communists and the Nazis. Again, all part of the program that Glenn Beck is putting forth. Now, of course, bear in mind who Glenn Beck works for. We're talking Fox News here, folks. Fox, owned by Rupert Murdoch. He's part of the Rupert Murdoch stable. And, you know, there's a lot of good people who love Fox, including my friend turned former friend turned renewed friend, by the way, the Big Shot Lawyer. The Big Shot Lawyer and I are on speaking terms again, folks. Never mentioned that before here in the last several weeks, but yes, the Big Shot Lawyer, who is a big fan of Fox News and, unfortunately, of Glenn Beck, he and I are on speaking terms again. So that's another reason why I wanted to see what Glenn Beck was up to. I wanted to see what kind of being this is that is able to hypnotize so many people, including my friend, the Big Shot Lawyer. And I was just so totally, thoroughly unimpressed by this guy. He's about as sincere as a pebble. His acting capacity is just nil. Non-existent, null and void, none, zero. And that is what makes it so amazing to me that people actually listen to this guy. People actually follow this guy. People actually support this guy. People buy his books and make him a best-selling author. Now, that doesn't mean that many books are really, really sold and read. You can get on a New York Times bestseller list by selling 40,000 copies. I said this before, I'll say it again. A lot of people don't realize that. But needless to say, this guy, Glenn Beck, still has followers. And I know people who are Glenn Beck followers. We have people who read American Free Press who have written letters to American Free Press saying how wonderful Glenn Beck is. Despite the fact that American Free Press has had some excellent articles, including one of recent date by Victor Thorne, that absolutely dissected Glenn Beck. My friend Paul Christian Wolfe, who, as you know, is in the hospital right now, and I need to check in there and see how things are going with Paul. Paul has compared, and quite accurately, he has compared Paul to one of the silly court jesters of the old royal days. And in fact, that is what Glenn Beck is. He's a court jester. He's a jester in the courts, or I should say in the court of the Rothschild dynasty. and those dukes and duchesses of the Rothschild dynasty and those elite families, those lords and ladies, the nobility, so-called, who are part of the Rothschild Empire. And none of them are real kings or real queens in the classic sense. But they are wealthy and powerful. And, of course, Rupert Murdoch, Glenn Beck's boss at Fox News, of course, is no more than a longtime frontman for the Rothschilds. They were among the financial groups that set up Rupert Murdoch in the first place and made him the immensely wealthy and powerful individual that he is today. So Glenn Beck is no more than a frontman for the Rothschilds, a frontman for the international financial forces that are raping and looting the United States through the Federal Reserve and through the corrupt financial units on Wall Street and in London. These powerful forces that make up the Federal Reserve System. That's what Glenn Beck is, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I've been told that Glenn Beck has actually criticized the Federal Reserve. I haven't heard it, so I can't speak on that. But you know, Glenn Beck is playing a very interesting game. He's trying to draw in good people. Trying to draw them away, for example, from Republic Broadcasting. And from other independent media voices such as American Free Press. He's portraying himself as a kind of populist, as a voice for the people. Again, that's part of his shtick, part of his little performance. But Glenn Beck is anything but that, ladies and gentlemen, precisely because of who he represents and what he represents. Now, I can hear some of you out there saying, well, Glenn Beck says a lot of good things about a lot of things. Well, don't you see, that is the gimmick. That's the gimmick. He's trying to corral good people by saying a lot of good things about a lot of issues. But in the meantime, he is up there waging a program of mind control, a program of corralling people into a corral, literally, yes, into a corral where by which they can be manipulated. And this is what makes this guy so dangerous. And yet, as I say, despite all this, he's obviously a big phony. He's not a good actor. I've seen kids in school plays who are more convincing than Glenn Beck. Now, if there's anybody out there who wants to call in and say what a fine fellow Glenn Beck is, please call in and prove it to me. I'm waiting to be convinced, although I can't guarantee I will be. All right, we have a caller joining us from Australia. We will bring him up right after the break. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account in a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit freetoprosper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I would be remiss in not reminding you to check out the website of American Free Press on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net and check out the website of the Barnes Review, the bi-monthly historical magazine, at BarnesReview.com. After the half hour, I'm going to give you that information on a very interesting book that I promised to bring you, so get those pen and paper handy. Now, we do have quite a few callers lined up, but I want to take our first caller, who is calling all the way from Australia, and I believe it's Kevin. In any case, Australia, come east.
Hi, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing tonight, Kevin?
I'm doing pretty well. It's actually Saturday morning here. It's a lovely Sabbath morning.
Okay.
I'm a Sabbath keeper, but I regard this as being in God's service, so it's quite okay. You haven't left me much space to negotiate around Glenn Beck there, have you?
Well,
I've had my watch on, and I've been listening. You know, there's not a lot more I can say, but. The first thing I'll say is we can all pray for him. That would be a starter.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Now, you're right with what you say. The guy, I'd go a little bit, I'd probably be a bit harder on him than you. But then I'm not an American, you know. But the only reason why I bothered to ring in to the show is because I feel that, perhaps, If Americans can see that, hey, there's somebody outside of our own country that seems more concerned than what I am about the future of my country, then perhaps it might be time for me to get off my behind and get involved and do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's only logic. As far as Beck's concerned, I don't think in present time. Now, I can't say what's going to happen to Beck in another 5 years or 2 years or whatever, but if he carries on the way he's going, eventually what will happen is they'll use him up and then spit him out when he's done.
Absolutely. You know what? You know what? I have said that before in private conversations about the likes of Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly. People of this ilk, and I think you're absolutely right about that. They'll use him and then abuse him. This is always what happens to people of this nature.
All those guys are numbered. Now that goes for the very same thing. You've got you mentioned religion. You've got all these preachers that are preaching boy, that's such a wide subject. But they're preaching things which are completely unbiblical, yet they're so close to the truth, almost, but because, I mean, if you're a seaman, if you're a, you know, 1 degree off, and you keep going in that heading, you've got the, you know, you're 1 degree off in your bearings. If you travel 100 nautical miles, that's a massive amount of miscalculation.
That is a, you know what, that is just an absolutely terrific analogy. I'm going to try to remember that and use it myself sometime.
You're welcome to it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and that is exactly what's happening with these Judas goats, these false prophets. They are off course, and unfortunately, deliberately so.
You know, they're there, you know, like, I don't actually have a television, so I don't really get to watch Beck, and if I did have one, I probably wouldn't watch him anyway. The only reason why I, you know, if I happen to be somewhere where there is a television and they've got it on, or I'll actually sit there, listen to what he's got to say, but I gauge Beck or any of these commentators, you know, firstly, they're supposed to be Americans. That's what this. Well, actually, I'll go one step back. Firstly, they're supposed to be Christians, if that's the flag that they fly. Secondly, they're supposed to be Americans. Now, if you're an American, you actually have to love the American people. You have to, when you're in a position like that where you can affect so many people, you really have to look at what is good for the nation, for the people. You know, I don't mean the buildings. I mean for the people,
right,
their daily lives, their jobs, their, you know, their ability to look after their families, their ability for them to live in a peaceful and healthy environment. You know, you have to absolutely love the people if you take on that kind of a job. Now, if you, in Beck's position, take on that kind of a job and you deliberately steer the people in the wrong direction, then, for a starter, even though you're not a war criminal, you are a traitor to the country.
Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. Precisely, Kevin.
You know, if I use the terminology that I'd like to use, I'd get beeped out, so I won't go there. But, you know, you are a traitor, you are a liar, you are a cheat, you are a rapist of your own country. You've got, I can hear the music.
All right, Kevin, we'll hold you over the break. Thank you, though, for what you've already said, because you're 100% on target. I wish there were more Americans who thought like Kevin, who's here with us from Australia. Real Americans. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have a full lineup of callers here. I want to wrap up with Kevin, though, who's been calling from Australia with a lot of common sense. Kevin, go ahead. You had a couple more comments, I believe.
Yeah, Mike. I said it on another show that America is a place that's worth fighting for. It has a rich history. When I think of Christianity and back in Europe where Christians and believers in God were being persecuted, they basically fled out of the place and headed to a place where they could start up and have a new life, and those guys basically came from persecution into America, and then within a very short time, they were persecuting people that didn't believe the same way as they did. But, well, that's fact.
Yeah.
But disregarding that, the platform of America was based on freedom, and the country has completely done an about face. I mean, if you look at what the Bush regime, the sort of things that he brought in, and then Mr. Obama, the types of things that him and his buddies are bringing in. I mean, they all...
Let me interrupt you for a moment, Kevin, because that reminds me of something I heard coming out of Glenn Beck's mouth last night. This guy, Glenn Beck, was talking about all the outrages of the Obama administration, but some of the very outrages that he was talking about, saying how they wanted to take away, how Obama wants to take away our freedoms. That's exactly what George W. Bush did, and for 8 years, Glenn Beck was doing nothing but praising George W. Bush. So that alone shows what a hypocrite the likes of Glenn Beck and his colleagues at Fox News really are.
You know, the word hypocrite goes back to Hippocrates, and a hypocrite is in fact an actor, and Beck is an actor. So you're very right when you call him a hypocrite. He's an absolute hypocrite. Now, Glenn Beck, he'll get up there, he'll smile, he'll pretend that he loves the American people, but you know what? I've got friends here, and myself, We love the American people far more than Beck could ever imagine, because my friends, and I've got various friends, have gotten on the plane. Like you guys have had some big fires over there. I've got some friends that have gotten on the plane, firefighters that have gotten on the plane, gone over there and put their lives on the line fighting American fires in American forests to save American farmers' properties, American lives, you know, housing and all the rest of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Kevin, over the past few years, I have been very, very fortunate to do something that I never thought I would be able to do, and I have traveled all over the world, and I've met some of the richest people in the world and some of the poorest people in the world in these various countries I've been to. And invariably, the one thing I hear from them, from the richest to the poorest, from the politically powerful to the unpowerful, they have all said they love the American people. They admire the American system of government, the constitutional system that our founding fathers established, but they don't like the people who are misruling America.
I tell you what, I would like to be on an Australian. I don't know if you've ever seen Australian football, Australian rules football.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would like to be playing on Mr. Barack Obama. Like he could be the opposite number, and I would love to be playing on Barack Obama, because I tell you, by the end of the game, he would have a broken jaw, broken arms. He would be a complete mess. I would bring out of action.
I've heard the stories of we call it soccer. I've heard the stories.
Okay. No. We're not talking soccer. We're talking. It's called. We call it football, but it's really assault and battery. and I tell you what, one good shirt front would put Mr. Obama away for 3 months.
Well, I tell you what,
and that's probably what he needs.
I'd like to see Glenn Beck and some of those people from Fox News on that opposite team as well. Kevin, I have to move on here. I have a lot of callers here lined up, but I appreciate your call, and I hope you'll call again. All right, folks, that was a great call. We need more Americans like Kevin in Australia. Okay, we have Leon in New York. Leon, what's going on?
Hey, Mike.
What's going on tonight?
Hey, listen, how you doing?
All right.
I remember you were talking about peg leg the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was kind of funny. I was going up to my mom and dad's house. I live up in Orange County, New York here. And, of course, you know, naturally, driving down 209. And, of course, you know, I'm fuming because the Muslims got, you know, Helen Thomas removed. And I see, lo and behold, going by me, there's actually a peg leg-based highway up here. So it was just like a little stupid thing. I remember, Mike was talking about that.
No kidding. That's very, very interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Another thing, too, is I always wanted to tell you, I used to work overnights at a store, and all the time, constantly, I would hear the owner of Lovely Heart, Lonely Heart, there by Yes.
Right.
And I almost turn around. I'm like, I think they're playing Mike's show here. I don't know, because I listen to you so much. You know, when you're going in, coming from the break and they play that music, I'm like,
right, exactly.
Mike,
mm-hmm.
You know. But anyway, here's the two main reasons why I wanted to call.
Yeah,
I know
ahead.
You're very close connected with the Barnes Review there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever thought about translating the DeGrelle there, that Tintin, my friend? I think that's in translated from French.
You know, what are you referring to?
It's called Tintin, I'm probably not pronouncing it right, but it's called Tintin Mon Copain. It was originally written by General DeGrelle, and it was about the comic character Tintin.
I'll tell you what, I'm not familiar with that, but I will tell you that right now, in production,
okay,
is a major publication of many of DeGrelle's writings. Now, it's entirely possible that that may well be in that book. I don't know, but I'll have to check around about that.
Yeah, ask him, because there's in the net and stuff, there's really no translations, and I thought that'd be kind of a cool, because I think Spielberg is going to be making a Tintin trilogy or something like that. I thought cool if the Barnes Review or, you know, whatever
that's,
could come.
Okay, that's very, very interesting. I will have to check on that. I'm obviously not in Washington right now and don't have access to any of that material, but we do have from DeGrelle is quite interesting.
Yeah, it's amazing some of the stuff he writes. But another thing, too, is that I wanted to ask you, what was your opinion? And also, since this is a good forum to kind of, you know, to the various people that call your show, I was very interested for many years in Which Way Western Man.
Gailey Simpson.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I've never read that book.
It's a curious book. It's very far-reaching. I think it's a good read. It's a long read too. But what I wanted to try to say was that he lived on a farm in, it said, near Prattsville, New York. And I was curious, like I said, with your radio show, maybe if any of your listeners know where he lived, because I was curious on going out to, not, you know, to trespass, but I just want to just see where the area where this man lived. Because I was very, you know, the book is
amazing. What was his first name? I know his middle name was Gailey.
William Gailey Simpson.
Richard?
William Gailey
Simpson. William Gailey Simpson.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe if any of your listeners, you know, maybe knows where he lived, or maybe they can call up, you know, in the coming days or whatever. And but I think this would be good for him because, there's really no other shows to call and, you know. That would even, huh? No.
I'm gonna have to read that book. I'll have to add that to my stack of books that I need to read haven't read.
Real quick, too, with a lot of the media control, I was listening to, of course you remember Dr. William Pierce.
Oh yeah.
He was, I was listening the other day to a radio show he was on. It was on, I think, the Bob Grant show.
It was an old
MP3, and there was he's on there, and of course he's getting attacked by callers and stuff, and there's a Jewish gentleman that calls up, and he was asking Dr. Pierce, he's like, what are you afraid of, Dr. Pierce? And he goes, well, you know, I'm not really afraid of anything. I built up a record company and this and that. And he goes, you know what, Dr. Pierce? He goes, the media, he tries to go on to say how it's the shareholders and all that other stuff, and Pierce kind of went on to kind of refute him in various ways. And then it was interesting, the guy, he goes, you know what, Mr. Dr. Pierce? He goes, you're absolutely right. He goes, there is a lot of Jewish influence in the mass media. It's like, you gotta hear this guy. He was like, he was trying to almost get him off the mark, but then when Pierce sort of went and kind of refuted him, then he kind of like came out with the info and almost went along with him.
That's very interesting.
It was weird. But anyway, I think that's pretty much it, Mike, but you got a really great show, and I think Statmiller should dump Alan Watt, get Mark Glenn and you a 2-hour block. That would be great.
Good Lord. Well, I can handle an hour. Mark can handle another hour.
That would be great.
All right,
Mike.
Thanks for your call, Leon. Appreciate it. Incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, I told you last evening that according to a very reliable source, Adolf Hitler's favorite entertainer was Peg Leg Bates. I don't know if you looked him up on the internet, but I'm going to tell you who Peg Leg Bates was. He was an African-American tap dancer who apparently had one leg. Wore a peg leg, apparently. What do you think about that? Just passing it on for whatever it's worth. All right, I told you I was going to mention a book that I think you need to read. It's come out of the Princeton University Press, not a Nazi publishing organization. The author is Susanna Heschel, H-E-S-C-H-E-L, Heschel, H-E-S-C-H-E-L. And it's a brand new book. It's entitled The Aryan Jesus, just like it sounds. Christian Theologians and the Bible in Nazi Germany. Now, obviously, this is not a pro-Nazi book, but it's a very interesting book about the Protestant churches in Nazi Germany and their relationship to the Third Reich. And it's very, very interesting because, you know, the legend is that Hitler was suppressing the churches. You'll find quite the contrary. Hitler was not suppressing the churches. But in fact, many of the churches were working closely with the Third Reich, and I include the Protestant churches here. I'm not even talking about the Catholic Church. So it's a very interesting book. I think many of you who are interested in theology, and I know many of our listeners are, will find it of interest, and it's well worth obtaining. All right. Well, we need to move on here. We have Art in Maryland calling. Art, come aboard.
Hi, Mike.
What's going on, Art?
Well, Kevin from Australia took a lot of my thunder away. Well, it's a shame that here's a man from Australia, and if he's still listening, I commend him. He knows more about our country than most Americans do.
Isn't that crazy?
Your last caller, that comment about the Muslims having Helen Thomas removing, that was beautiful.
Yeah, you know, he said that with the perfect deadpan, yeah.
Oh, that was great. I love that comment. But just the fact that Glenn Beck is even on Fox, you know, it, of course, I mean, people don't realize stuff, but, you know, just the fact that he's on there tells me it's propaganda, and I mean, what he does is a lot of lies, but it's mixed in with truth, and people fall for it every time.
And that's exactly what the gimmick of Fox News is, you know, Art. You know what they did, and I've said this before on the air, and it's worth repeating, because what the purpose of Fox News was to provide an outlet for people who were fed up with the three major, quote-unquote, liberal networks, and I would really argue to a certain extent whether they're really that liberal at all, but be that as it may, a lot of people were starting to notice that the three liberal networks were all Jewish-controlled and promoting a very liberal social agenda, putting out a lot of garbage, and people were getting pissed off about it, frankly. And so, lo and behold, the power elite said, hey, we've got an idea. Let's start our own controlled conservative network. And that's exactly what they did, and that's exactly how they are leading people over the cliff. So that's what it's all about.
Well, just like Kevin, we don't have TV in our home anymore.
Good for you.
You know, it's hooked up to the VCR, but other than that, we just—it's just all propaganda. It's all there to sway your thinking on every subject under the sun. And we just decided that we just really didn't need it. You know, as a compliment to you, Mike, you were saying you hope people didn't think you were jealous of Glenn Beck. And I was sure hope people wouldn't, because if you were willing to sell your soul like he is, with your talent and the knowledge you have, I'm sure you could surpass the amount of money he's made 100 times over. But
I just don't feel like selling my soul, though.
Yeah,
hey, let me ask you a question. Is this Art Wheeler?
No.
Oh, no? Okay, I just thought maybe it was. Okay.
You've, I don't want to get into it on radio, but you've helped me with a project I worked on before, so you're probably familiar with me.
Okay, all right. Your voice sounded kind of familiar, yeah, and I was trying to place it in my mind. Well, listen, Art, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate the good words, and call back again sometime soon. I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple more callers here before we close it out, and we are getting close to closing out the hour. We're going to bring up Joe in Virginia. Joe, go ahead.
Mike, you just stole the rest of my thunder from your friend in Australia, but let me ask you this. Let me put it just like this. Glenn Beck is there to let the masses who are waking up warm their hands at the fires of freedom and liberty, but not let them get out of control.
Absolutely.
What's going to happen to the rest of us that are bathed in it now? We jumped completely in the fire because we realized there was more to what these propaganda ministers were putting out.
What's going to happen to us? That's a very good question, because those of us who know the truth, we're scared as hell. And those people who don't know the truth and who are only getting a little sampling of the truth from Glenn Beck mixed in with all these lies, they're going to be in for a hell of a surprise.
I think the country is growing. I really enjoy what I see with the Tea Party's growing, because these are people that are really starting to feed on the meat of liberty and freedom. They've gotten off their couches, they're breaking their trance, and then as things progress and they see more and more, maybe hopefully people like your big shot lawyer friend will start understanding more about the law. You know, there are lawyers out there that just play in the courts today to go along and get along. But as they understand what it is doing to them in the long run and their families in the future, they're starting to dig deeper and understand just how corrupt our court systems are.
Well, you know, I would agree with you. That is the one benefit of the Tea Parties. You know, there's been so many intriguers at the top who've played around and helped promote the Tea Parties for the purpose of using them for their own partisan and political agendas. But there's a lot of good people out there who are in the Tea Party, and we just have to hope, like you say, that they come around and understand what the bigger picture really is. All right, Joe, I thank you for your call. I hope to hear from you again soon. All right, when we come back, we're going to squeeze in our final caller. We have Glenn calling from Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
During the break, this one hound dog that I've been babysitting looked up at me with his incredibly sincere face sitting down here, and he says, Uncle Mike, how come you didn't say like you always say that Thomas Jefferson said Judaism was a depraved religion? And I said to him, well, I said, I can't say that on every show. Anyway, we have Glenn in Philadelphia. Glenn, go ahead.
Hello, Mike.
What's going on?
So much. Okay, I called in early to make a specific point, and I've been waiting a half an hour.
Well, I'm sorry about that. A lot of people wait.
Yeah, well, except, anyway, you don't move too expeditiously through the call, especially if there's a lot of glad-handing and back-slapping and complimenting. It'd be nice to get the matters of greater substance. For Kevin in Australia, Hippocrates, the word hypocrite has nothing to do with Hippocrates. It's from the roots hupa and krites. Hupa means under or insufficient. Krites is judgment. So it's to hypocrite is to under judge oneself or insufficiently judge oneself. Hippocrates is where we get the Hippocratic oath that doctors used to take.
Okay,
apparently,
well, I'm
he's
sure.
A bit lacking in his Greek erudition.
Well, not everybody can be as smart as you. You'll have to forgive him for that.
No, don't insult me like that. Don't insult me like that.
I'm not insulting you. No,
that's a snide remark.
Yeah, it's a snide remark, but you occupied most of the time. You occupied most of the time complaining about the fact that you didn't get to talk first and make your important point.
No, my original point at my original point was going to be that you maligned. I'm not a fan of Glenn Beck, but to somebody who isn't familiar with a scenario, you provided nothing of substance in refuting Glenn Beck or proving that he's a hypocrite. You simply maligned him.
No, as a matter of fact, I did. I pointed out that he talked about Barack Obama trying to take away all our freedoms, and yet George W. Bush and his administration did a lot of things to take away our freedoms during
years. To say that Obama is doing it isn't to say that Bush wasn't doing it.
There is a little bit of hypocrisy there.
He doesn't. To say that somebody is doing something wrong is not to say that somebody else didn't also do the same thing wrong.
Look, Glenn Beck, you can listen to Glenn Beck yourself. You can listen to Glenn Beck yourself and see what comes out of his mouth, or you can read his books and see what's in his books. I've commented on that on this program before.
Well, look, I tend to agree.
Why does that upset you, so?
He probably is a shill, and he probably is a plant, and he is trying to harness the energy. But if you listen to Alex Jones, he does a hell of a lot better job of substantively proving it and refuting what the guy does wrong. You just maligned him.
Well, forgive me for that. I mean, I'm going to die and go to hell for maligning Glenn Beck.
Well, it's just that you do precious little of substance.
Well, you know what? Oh, well, then that amazes me that you bother listening to this program.
I only do it because I'm waiting for Rick Adams, and I'm doing it at the end of Alan Watt. And Alan Watt does cites research articles and stuff constantly.
Well, you obviously have not listened to this program because I cite research constantly. God, what a fool!
You come on.
There is a guy like this in every bar room in America. There's a guy like this in every fire hall. There's a guy like this in every American legion.
Do some stuff.
God Almighty!
Do some research.
What a pain in the ass this guy is. I do a lot of research. Have you ever read any of my books?
instead of just backslapping people who kiss your ring.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God Almighty.
There might be some substance.
All right. We'll bring you some substance next week. But don't call back.
With recent